Governor Allen, I told you he was going to see me again. I met you out at Richmond College back some months ago.
Oh, great.
I'm influential, and I'm just concerned about all the things that are going on with the child care assistance program. You told me that you would make sure that all children got quality care, and all children would be in the hands of someone who was supervising them and making sure they're getting growth and development. And I see lately in all the media and the news that you are just proposing big cuts to the program, putting working families that are already working and making minimum wage, low wages. And I'm here just advocating for these parents, Governor Rauner, because this is serious stuff. We're talking about children being displaced, left at home alone, you know, parents still having to work in order so they can maintain their housing. I pay tax dollars as well. I live in this city, have been here for quite some time. And it is just really disheartening and concerning to me as to what is going on with our working families.
I agree with you. It is to me, too. I agree.
And like I said, stated earlier, I'm not here to make a big commotion or anything. I'm here for you to state the facts. We need this budget passed. We need for you, Madigan, Cullerton, whoever, to get it together. Quit fighting over there like two-year-olds and stand up for the people of Illinois.
Well said.
We have 9,000 seniors that will be displaced come July 1st if they're kicked off of the home service program. My dad is no longer with me, but my mom, she's a senior, and she relies heavily on some of the services that channel down through because she's retired now. And I brought my children out with me today, and we're all here basically just to voice our concerns
and appreciate that.
Let you know about our pressing issues and wanting to know what are your terms and plans in terms of balancing this budget, not on the backs of our children or our seniors.
Great. So thank you for that. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for coming to Richmond College, and please keep coming. Stay involved. That's what we need. And help us. Talk with your whoever your senator is and talk with your representative. We need them to take some important votes. And if you'll get involved, I think they'll take the votes. Here's what's going on. Decatur, families are suffering in Decatur. Decatur is one of the communities that's suffering the most under what's gone on under Speaker Madigan and President Cullerton for the last 12 years plus. Decatur's suffering. Families don't have enough jobs. Families don't have rising incomes. Families aren't getting sufficient support. And school funding has been cut repeatedly around the state, especially in Decatur, for many years. This is what we've got to change. And change is, I wish I could snap my fingers and get it happen, you know, to happen today. It won't happen immediately, but with your help. Hear me out. Ask them, is your legislator, is your senator, is your representative, with Madigan and Cullerton, who've caused the crisis, who've caused the cuts to have to happen. They have caused it. Are they standing with them? Or are they going to stand with change of direction? Because here's what we need to do. If we got term limits on the elected officials, so they can't stay in one office making money from their position forever, we can bring good government and get a balanced budget so we don't have to make cuts. Ask them, do they support term limits or not?
Well, so, what are you doing about the revenue problem? We have a revenue problem. And what would be wrong with you, you know, having taxes increase? It almost seems to me there's no way around it other than you saying that you want to cut vital services.
Okay.
I mean, we're here today, and I didn't bring them out in the 100-degree heat to sit here and debate because I'm here because in 2-3 weeks, July 1st will be here. You have big cuts proposed on the table for working families.
Yeah, the cuts come from Madigan and Cullerton. They're not something that we created.
I don't agree with that because I feel that if we elected you in and you're in, you made it in as the governor, can't you all sit down and do something reasonable to solve this crisis that's about
to
hit?
Help me and we'll do it.
So because working families are really counting on the programs and stuff for them to move forward.
I agree.
It will be a bigger devastation for our communities to lay more barren than they already are.
I agree.
Because we don't have, you know, the sustainability or not even what was, you know, told that we would have to be able to help these families move forward.
So I agree. So help me. I need your help. I need the help of all the families of the state. We've been going in the wrong direction for a long time. We've been losing jobs and our families' incomes have been falling family incomes for years.
Well, we're trying to raise the minimum wage. We're fighting for 15.
I understand that's a fight worth having, and I've supported raising the minimum wage, but we've got to be thoughtful about it because if we don't get other reforms in addition to that, we're just going to push more employers out and cause more jobs lost.
Well,
so we need to do more than that.
Well, all I can say is that something needs to be done, Governor Rauner, before July 1st comes. That's all I can say because if not, it's going to be just total, like you say, chaos. in terms of working parents, in terms of children being left alone, DCFS, you know, all these things that'll just be a ripple effect, you know, if those programs don't continue to move forward.
I agree with you. If you please help me, because I'm ready to talk about revenue, and I've been talking about revenue with Speaker Madigan and President Culleton. I want to get a balanced budget. I've asked them, and if you'll help me, they'll do it. I've asked them to make a few important reforms so we can have long-term growth, we can have more jobs and rising family incomes. Because if the only thing we do is raise taxes, if that's the only thing we do, we're going to hurt more families, cause more unemployment, and have more problems long-term. And
well,
I'm just asking for a few simple things.
What about
if you'll help
corporate
me, we'll
loopholes?
Be good.
Why don't you close some of them? What about the taxes and, you know, the tax breaks? Okay, well, those need to fall in line within the next few weeks, because like I said, you have a lot of families that are relying on this child care assistance program.
I agree.
They were told to go get a job, and now they're doing that, and now just to see that all of that will lay to bear, and I think it's just real sad. I really do.
I agree with you. And if you'll help me. Just these are.
What do you want me to help you with?
Ask your senator and ask your representative.
I already have. I've talked to Senator Menard. I've talked to Shoesier. They're saying that we need to find revenue.
Just they want it. All they want to do is force a tax hike. Then we're all going to lose in the long run. Stay involved, and I'll see you again.
Thank you, billionaire governor.